The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by Split Rock's online mentoring for writers program, providing one-on-one assistance with creative writing projects at cce.umn.edu/write. And by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 4th of January, 2009. It's the birthday of the ornithologist James Bond, born in Philadelphia, 1900, leading expert on birds of the Caribbean, wrote a book called Birds of the West Indies, which was read by Ian Fleming, the novelist, who was an enthusiastic bird watcher living in Jamaica at the time. And Fleming was writing a thriller and decided to use that name, James Bond, for the protagonist, Agent 007. The thriller was Casino Royale, came out in 1953, the first of 12 James Bond novels. It's the birthday of Louis Braille, born in Couvray, France, 1809, who gave us Braille, the system of raised dots that can be read by the fingers by blind people. Braille had lost his sight when he was 3 years old, blinded in an accident. His idea did not catch on during his lifetime, but eventually it did. It's the birthday of Jakob Grimm, born in Hanau, Germany, 1785, who, along with his younger brother Wilhelm, collected fairy tales, Little Red Riding Hood, Rumpelstiltskin, Snow White, Rapunzel, Hansel and Gretel, 200 in all, published as Grimm's Fairy Tales in 1812. A lot of people thought the stories were not appropriate for children because there was violence in them and grief. There was an old woman who ate children. There were children who'd been abandoned, young women chopping off pieces of their feet to fit in slippers, but still it was a big success. And it changed folklore. It presented straightforward narratives as people had told them instead of taking the basic story and turning it into a literary piece. In the story Hansel and Gretel, the Grimm brothers were perhaps a little more frank than the version that you read. They wrote, "The old woman had only pretended to be so kind. She was in reality a wicked witch who lay in wait for children and had only built the little house of bread in order to entice them there. When a child fell into her power, she killed it, cooked, and ate it, and that was a feast day with her." And it's the birthday of the artist and writer and diplomat Dominique Vivant Denot, born in the Alsace in France, 1747. He wrote a book about Egypt, where he went with Napoleon, a book that was translated into all of the European languages, Travels in Upper and Lower Egypt, published in 1802. He was the first modern European who'd really traveled all around Egypt through the deserts and the mountains and drew pictures of everything that he saw. Vivant Denot, who wrote about the pyramids, "It is hard to decide what is more astonishing, the tyrannical dementia that dared order their building or the stupid obedience of the people who agreed to help build such things." Here's a poem for today by Tom Sexton entitled Sunday Morning. Come down and do your crossword. I worry when you stay in bed. Last night's early frost killed the sweet peas, but not our patch of berries. 7 across just might be limber lost. The morning paper says a man with Alzheimer's has wandered off to find his long-dead wife. He told an aide he knows just where to find her. All he has with him is a butter knife. Hurry down. I want to see you grimace when you might be stumped. 5 down is breath. The day is quickly turning cold and grim. Do you remember a Mary Elizabeth? The raspberries in your white bowl are bright and firm and very, very cold. Sunday Morning, a poem by Tom Sexton from his collection A Clock with No Hands, published by Adastra Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can find thousands of classic and contemporary poems by hundreds of poets online at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Thomas Scheutzker and Betsy Allister. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.